right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, October 5th, I do believe. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, you know, I used to have a sponsor for this program, a product that I'm very, very fond of and still use, Headache Stay Gone. Fortunately, I don't have to use it too often, but, you know, I ran into an old neighbor of mine. Actually, we shared the same house many years ago, and very nice lady, and she was telling me she had to quit her job because she had such terrible migraine headaches, and I said to her, well, I've got the solution for you. And it's funny because I had been talking about alternative health in the few short moments of that running into her in a bookstore. And the subject just came up almost out of the blue. And, you know, I said to her, I said, you know, after all these years, I said, I think God put me here at this moment to run into you so that I could recommend Headache Stay Gone and its website at headachestaygone.com. So I do hope she follows through, and I'm confident based on the stellar record that Headache Stay Gone has that it's going to help this lady out. So I hope she follows through with it. Well, folks, I think we are going to have a very interesting program for you here tonight. Interesting if only because one of your favorite guests, a very regular guest, and even sometimes a host during my absences, Mark Glenn, will be joining us here tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about the forthcoming No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California, which will begin next Friday. This will probably be the last real chance to talk about it to any extent. So I want to give it one more shot here on this program. For any of you who are just tuning in for the first time, or for any of you who've missed taking down the details, anyway, we're going to be talking about that. But we're going to be talking about something else, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mark had told me a story about a week ago, and I said to him, Mark, we're going to have to get you on the program to talk about this. Very frightening story, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very interesting story. And just so happened that when I called Mark this evening to get him to come on the program, he had just gotten some further information about that story. So it's going to be about as fresh as you can get, hot off the press, so to speak. All right, I guess Mark is with us. Mark, come on up. We'll be getting ready to go for a break here momentarily.
Michael.
Yes, how are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fine.
I got to tell you.
Long time no talk.
Long time no talk. Mark, I got to tell you, just something occurred to me since we just last talked and since we talked much earlier today when I was at the American Free Press office. A gentleman who very kindly made a contribution of $500 toward the No More Wars for Israel conference last week called today to the American Free Press office and said he'd like to make an additional contribution of $250. And, you know, the amazing thing is this gentleman, he was not making it to get a tax deduction because he doesn't live in the United States, so he can't take advantage of the Foundation to Defend the First Amendment's tax exemption and help the First Amendment Foundation help out the No More Wars for Israel conference. He's actually an American citizen living in another country, but he cares about what's happening to our country and to the world, and he recognizes the importance of this No More Wars for Israel conference. So with that good note, I guess we can go to the break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the conference. And then that story, that very chilling story that you told me last Monday. All right, Mark, welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. You do want to hear this story that Mark is going to relate, I guarantee you. Confirm all your worst suspicions about who's listening in to the phone calls of Americans.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All our times have come. Fear, but now they've gone. Seasons don't feel the reaper.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I do fear the Reaper, and the Grim Reaper is upon us, the Grim Reaper of death. They're trying to get us into another war for Israel, and we don't want that to happen, and that's why Mark Glenn and some other good patriots have been very, very active in struggling to put together a conference in Southern California the weekend of October 12th through the 14th that's in Orange County, which is right near the John Wayne Airport, very convenient to the John Wayne Airport. The actual location of the conference is being kept under wraps. It's a complicated thing to do, but believe me, it can be done, and it works. We've done it with American Free Press numerous times, precisely because of the fact, let's be upfront about it, that agents of the Anti-Defamation League, of B'nai B'rith, an arm of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, have tried to scuttle these conferences, try to scare hotels out of hosting them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But in any case, folks, there are a lot of people registering for the conference. Mark, can you give us some updates on what's going on there?
As you can see by going to the website, the speakers list is already compiled. Basically, what you see on the front of the website is basically what you get. We do have a few surprises, though, a few surprise speakers who we're going to hold off mentioning until the night of the conference. However, be rest assured that once the media finds out that these speakers are going to be addressing the conference, you can be rest assured that the media will be there. And that's an understatement, isn't it, Mike?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As of this moment, everything is smooth sailing. We, all of our precautions so far have paid off. My apologies to everybody. You know, I'm getting a lot of email traffic from people saying, where is it, where is it, where is it? And, you know, you're just going to have to bear with us on this, folks. We don't want to get 300 or 400 people there and then have to tell them that we've got to cancel the thing because our nice Jewish neighbors have decided to shut it down. So be rest assured, though, that if you're planning on going, you will know where to go at the appropriate time.
Yeah, I shouldn't say we because I haven't had to dirty my hands in it, so to speak. But I know that those who are on the ground there in Southern California have taken care of these contingencies. And as I say, in the past, American Free Press worked out a system that worked when we had our conferences. And, you know, it's a real pain to have to not be able to say where your conference is being held. But, you know, this is the reality of freedom of speech in America today, that you have troublemaking agitators such as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, a criminal organization that is known to have engaged in illegal spying on law-abiding American citizens, a group that has been hit with massive libel judgments for smearing Americans. This criminal outfit headed by this little worm named Abe Foxman has done everything he can to scuttle Americans who object to the fact that that the United States is supposed to provide its blood and treasure to protect the interests of an expansionist country that was established on land that was misappropriated in the first place. And I'm being very circumspect and very gentle about it, so as not to upset some of our more sensitive-minded listeners. Well, Mark, I guess right now, in case there is anybody who hasn't heard about it, occasionally I'd like to think we have new listeners out there. First of all, could you give the website address? People, get your pen and paper handy here. I'm going to ask Mark to give the website address as to where they can get further information about the conference, as well as an email contact where they can contact Mark, as well as an address where they can send their registration. But if they're going to send it at this point, the best thing to do is send it by express mail or maybe by priority mail, because the conference does begin Friday afternoon, a week from today, but the real big event starts Saturday morning. So those who scramble to get their pen and paper handy, Mark, are getting ready to take down that information. Give us the website first.
Okay, you can find just about everything that you need to find by going to, all one word here, No More Wars for Israel. All one word, No More Wars for Israel. blogspot.com. And I guarantee if you go to any search engine right now and just type in No More Wars for Israel, you're going to be able to find what you're looking for. By last check, there were about 1,500 websites around the world that have picked up in some fashion the news of the conference. So you shouldn't have any trouble finding it. And then, of course, the contact information you will be able to find on that. But just in case you do want to just hear it for your own benefit, you can email me at nomorewarsforisrael@yahoo.com.
And give that P.O. box address in Kerrywood, Idaho.
Okay.
Mark.
You can write to me by writing to me at Box 27, that's 27, Box 27, Kerrywood, 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 Idaho, 83809.
Okay, that's good enough, I think, Mark. I imagine most of those who are preparing to come have already prepared to come, but I'm confident we're going to get a flood of people from Southern California visiting this conference. I know years ago when I spoke out there, when the ADL was trying to stop me from speaking at a college out there. We mailed invitations to people in Southern California, and that college, they had to add on a couple, an extra room or two to for the overflow crowd that came to that event. Well, in any case, I'm confident there's going to be a big crowd there, and that list of speakers is quite impressive. And I've already mentioned on this show, and I've told you and anybody else who cares to listen, that I only intend to say a few words because I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
Likewise for me, Mike. I'm planning at least to step out of character and to be very brief in my comments so that we can make room for much more important voices that I feel are going to be there that night.
Yeah, anybody that wants to hear what I have to say about things, they know how to tune in here on this network, or they can read my books, or they can subscribe to American Free Press, and, you know, why be redundant? So we're going to hear some other voices that don't normally get a chance to speak at an important, what I think is an important conference like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of speaking, Mark, I guess that's a perfect segue into the other item that we want to discuss here tonight, and it's about the fact that when we pick up our telephones in this country, we can be absolutely confident that our good friends, the Israelis, do have the capacity of not only listening into our conversations, but we now know that there is at least one American citizen, a 21-year-old college student, who has had all of his telephone conversations recorded and archived by the Israeli intelligence service, the Mossad. And as you mentioned to me, Mark, if they have archived all of the telephonic communications of a 21-year-old college student who is a law-abiding American citizen, you can bet your bippy that they have recorded the conversations of lots of far more important people like our American politicians, because if there's anybody that the Israelis need to know about, it is our American citizens, our American politicians. Well, Mark, we have our first break coming up here in just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, so maybe you can just kind of give us a brief introduction as to this story and how you learned about it. Then we'll continue after the break.
Okay, well, this is a story I've been working on, planned to write for American Free Press, and I still do, but I feel that probably bears mentioning before it goes to print to underscore, if nothing else, why we are having this conference, why we need to support RBN and all the rest of it. The gist of it is that an American citizen of Palestinian origin, his parents fled Palestine after 48, and came to the United States. They are non-political. In fact, they are absolutely terrified of getting involved in politics at all. But nevertheless, this young 21-year-old college student, straight-A student, I have to be rather vague about where he goes to school and where they live and whatnot.
And he was born in the United States. He's a native-born American.
Yes, made a recent trip to Palestine to visit some relatives of his, was interrogated by Israeli interior security, meaning Shin Bet, for 4 hours, at which time they started playing recorded phone conversations that he had been having for the last 6 years.
Now, it's important to point out that these were not international phone calls.
No. These were phone calls between him and some of his American friends. In fact, one of them was with his American girlfriend.
And his American girlfriend, I gather, is not even a Palestinian or of Arabic or Muslim origin. Is that correct?
Exactly. She's just a regular, good old American gal.
Oh, my God, those dirty Israelis. Is there any wonder in anyone's mind, folks, why the Israelis are held in such contempt? Wait till you hear this story. You've only heard tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for the break. No wonder I want to burn an Israeli flag. Don't we all do?
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You just heard the introduction, the basics of what I consider a very chilling story. Not surprising, of course, but I guess maybe it is surprising to the extent that we now find that the Israeli capacity, or not the Israeli capacity, but the Israeli determination to monitor the private phone conversations, et cetera, of American citizens is their appetite for it is even larger than we might have imagined. For my own part, I know that as far back as 1984, there was, I believe it's called a mail cover on my personal mail, at least for a very short time. How I discovered that is quite an interesting story for another time. In 1987, I discovered very firm evidence that my home telephone was being wiretapped. It was being monitored. And in 1994, I physically cut an actual wiretap off my home telephone. So I've kind of accepted that as a reality for myself. And people out there are saying, well, that's no surprise considering the fact that I've been working for American Free Press and then prior to that, the Spotlight. But now, folks, this era of Orwell, this era of 1984, as with a rise in all sorts of new communications techniques, not to mention the internet itself, we now know that the evidence is there that the Israelis, they are out there, folks, and they are listening into our telephone conversations. And I hope they've enjoyed mine. But But now, now let's go back to this story, Mark, that you were telling us about this young man. He went on a visit to Palestine, was taken in. He was detained by Israeli intelligence, the Shin Bet, their domestic intelligence, and he was quizzed by them. And then, well, you tell the story, Mark.
Well, as soon as he arrived in Tel Aviv airport, according to him, the first thing that the Israelis did was to segregate the men and the women. And out of the men, they plucked anybody who appeared to be as young as 14 and as old as, say, 45 or 50, segregated them, and then they began this process of interrogating the men. Our friend here, and by the way, you know, I have to, this is one of the conditions for me being able to do this interview, is that I have to remain absolutely ambiguous about any details that can be traced to him, even though obviously our phone call was probably recorded. Anyway, they took him into a room, sat him down, and began interrogating him, firing questions at him very quickly. Within the space, according to him, within the space of about an hour, he was asked probably close to 150 questions. All sorts of things. What's your name? Where are you from? Why are you here? Where do you go to school? What do you study? What are the name of your professors? All of these things. And after about an hour of this questioning, according to him, they left for about 15 minutes, and they came back in and had a computer with them this time, and then they started asking him about his associations and his phone calls. And according to him, on the computer screen, there were at least 6 years' worth of phone calls originating from his home, cell phones that he has had, all of these different numbers. And so,
and you say 6 years' worth of telephone conversations were visible. This is what they what was there.
Yeah, and what it was just a screen, basically like with an entry on it, like you would look at any kind of like a data processing screen or something like that, where it would show a date and a time, and it would show a phone number from where the phone call originated, a phone number to where it went, you know, more or less sort of like the bills that you get.
Looking at your telephone bill, exactly.
Looking at your telephone bill, exactly. And they would come across numbers, and they would say, who's this person here? And he would recognize the number, and he would say, oh, that's so-and-so. But on the numbers that he didn't recognize, because maybe it's been 3 or 4 years since he's, you know, made phone calls to these numbers, they would say, well, let us refresh your memory. And then they would press play, and they would play back these phone conversations, one of which was, as I said, with this girlfriend of his, that he said it was very embarrassing to sit and listen to this, you know, what they thought was a private conversation between the two of them. As I said, after 4 hours of this, they let him go, and that was the end of it.
Mark, that, I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate what Mark just said. 6 years of this guy's telephone conversations, every number that he called from his cell phone, from his home, from his dorm room, presumably, and they had recordings of all of them, ladies and gentlemen. Presumably they had recordings of all of them because they were able to press a button and play back his private conversation with his girlfriend. This is our ally, Israel, subjecting an American citizen to this. So my question is, how in the hell are the Israelis able to be wiretapping the phone conversations of law-abiding Americans, a 21-year-old American? I mean, think about the ramifications of this. This, you know, this kind of thing, Mark, you know, we're going to a break here in a minute, but I just want to say this. This is the kind of thing that, in my mind, means that we should declare war on Israel. This is disgusting. Our friend Israel. Don't ever believe it, folks. Anybody that says Israel's an ally is a liar or a fool. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more about the ramifications of this when we come back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. During the last 10 minutes or so, we heard here tonight, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most disgusting stories that I have ever heard. And, you know, folks, the ramifications of it are a lot bigger because, you know, and it was Mark, really, that pointed this out to me. You know, this is a 21-year-old American citizen of Palestinian heritage being harassed when he returned to his homeland, occupied Palestine. And, you know, we can say, well, it's just a kid. He's of no consequence. He's not a terrorist. It's a good thing that our good friend, the Israelis, are able to keep track of people because, after all, there are bad people in the world. But there's another side to this, ladies and gentlemen. This Israeli capacity to monitor the activities of American citizens talking freely on their telephone to other law-abiding American citizens goes a lot higher and deeper. And before Mark continues on this course, I just want to remind you that Congressman Bob Ney, who is now serving a federal prison term on corruption charges, one of the things he was convicted on, ladies and gentlemen, as part of this scandal surrounding this Zionist operative, Jack Abramoff, was the fact that Congressman Ney used his clout on Capitol Hill. They called him the mayor of Capitol Hill because he served on the House committee that oversaw the activities and arrangements of Congress, ranging from redecorating to furniture to telecommunications. Congressman Abramoff awarded a no-bid contract to an Israeli telecommunications company to handle the satellite communications for the U.S. Capitol. And that would, of course, include all the, at least certainly, all the House of Representatives' cell phones, all the staffers, all the members of Congress using their cell phones there. So, Mark, that having been pointed out, I just want you to elaborate further about what we discussed earlier off the air.
Well, the important thing that has to be factored into this equation is, first of all, this kid, and I hate to call him a kid, but to me, you know, he's 21 years old, and so he's basically half my age. But this kid is non-political. His family is non-political. They came to the United States. They left the old world behind. They started a business. He's in school, according to, you know, according to the information I have. He has been forbidden to get involved in anything political. When they talk with each other, their relatives and friends over the phone, excuse me, they're very careful about the words that they use. You know, this guy, as he was relating the story, he was terrified. He had never run into anything like this before. In fact, it took some prodding for me to be able to get this information from him. Okay, so it's not like he's one of these wild-eyed fanatical types. He, you know, I mean, he poses absolutely no threat as far as the Jewish state is concerned. You know, excuse me. Of course, the information is relatively new, so I haven't had a lot of time to process it and analyze it. But, you know, you think about this. What could they possibly be trying to accomplish by making him aware of their potential to monitor everything that he does? Well, when he goes back home to the United States, he's going to tell all of his Palestinian friends and family, you know, that they need to just shut up and just go along with things and not cause any trouble. Because, I mean, imagine, Mike, for a second, imagine you being in the place of this 21-year-old kid having these conversations played back to you. I mean, it didn't happen to me, but it has had a sobering effect on me, you see. So, so this is the thing, and according to him, the theme or the mood of the whole thing was one of them making clear to him that they were in complete control of his life, that they knew everything that there was to know about him, and that even his most private conversations were like an open book for them. And so, you know, this isn't James Bond stuff. This isn't some type of science fiction fantasy. You know, this is real life stuff, and I would just remind the people, particularly those listening tonight, maybe who are skeptical of this whole thing, that obviously the technology exists. Okay, secondly, I would urge people to think back to the days and weeks following 9/11 and the stories that were coming out in the mainstream news involving things such as the Amdocs company and Comverse Info Systems and the Odigo instant messaging system. You know, I did a little bit of checking, and as it turns out, Odigo, this instant messaging system that, according to Israeli press, was responsible for warning the 4,000 Israelis who work at the World Trade Center not to show up that day 2 hours ahead of time. Odigo is the system that handles the instant messaging systems that so many of us use, such as Yahoo. I don't know about Skype, but there are quite a few instant messaging systems, and apparently they're all routed through Odigo. Okay. Keep in mind as well, you know, you and I were talking about this tonight before the show, Mike. during the whole fiasco involving Bill Clinton and the paid agent, Monica Lewinsky, in the Star Report, he was talking about the fact that the White House phones were being tapped by an embassy, a foreign embassy close to the White House. Now, as you and I were talking about, we don't know if he's talking about that this embassy was close in terms of distance or proximity, or whether it was supposed to be close in terms of like an alliance, you see. That came out plainly in the Star Report. And also, too, of course, this is going way back, but people might remember that scandal involving Newt Gingrich, and I know it's been 8 or 10 years ago, something like that, where supposedly this nice Jewish couple driving through, I believe it's one of the southern states, close to Georgia, that they had a radio on, and they suddenly picked up this phone conversation that was taking place between then Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and I believe it was John Boehner. And they were talking about something, I believe it involved Social Security or something like that, and they recorded this conversation. Supposedly from their car, they had this special radio that could pick up this phone conversation taking place between these two high-level U.S. Legislatures, and they just happened to have a recording device to record the whole thing and hand it over to the mainstream press, who made a big deal of it. My point is that if they would go to these lengths to track and record the phone calls of some 21-year-old college kid who poses no threat to them, what would they be willing to do to the elected and unelected high-ranking members of our government?
Well, you know, in my opinion, and that's all it is, that's speculation on my part, but as I expressed to you earlier, Mark, I think that little trick they pulled on Newt Gingrich, that American couple, they were probably recruited by the Mossad. They're American citizens who probably did volunteer work for the Mossad, known as Sayans, S-A-Y-A-N. The whole purpose of that conversation, they probably didn't record it themselves. It was probably provided to them by Israeli intelligence. And ultimately, the purpose of it was to let the Speaker of the House know, and of course, Congressman Boehner, if he was indeed the other individual involved, to let them know that our Israeli friends, those people that Newt Gingrich has paid so much devotion to and whose wife was on the payroll of an Israeli company, it was to let them know that their phone conversations could be hacked into and were being hacked into. And I suspect that was probably a very interesting mechanism of control, indicating to Gingrich and everybody else that whatever you have discussed, we have on tape.
Yes. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, any of the people out there who, you know, particularly now, who are scratching their heads saying, what is the matter with these guys in Congress? Why, you know, we elected the Democrats supposedly on this anti-war campaign. They're going to end the war. Why aren't they ending it? Well, the fact of the matter is, every one of these congressmen and congresswomen know that they have been monitored. The information has been presented to them and said, made clear to them, if they don't play ball, that this information will be made public.
You know,
even the best of us, Mike, we have skeletons in the closet. What these people have.
I would say, Mark, that they probably have not presented them all with the evidence, but I suspect that key people have been presented with the evidence and that the word has spread throughout Congress, you know, throughout, you know, private conversations in, well, I wouldn't do it in the washroom, as Senator Larry Craig has discovered, but, you know, private conversations presumably held outside the realm of wiretapping. They probably told other members of Congress, hey, look, the Israelis have us on tape. And that should send fear through lots of members of Congress who start wondering exactly what they have said that they shouldn't have said.
Mm-hmm.
And now knowing that the Israelis have it on tape. So I guess what it all comes down to is that there is a built-in blackmail capacity there. And if they haven't utilized it on some of them yet, it's there for the future whenever they choose to utilize it. But, you know, Mark, as we're talking, you know, I think you pointed out that there are probably some people out there who are skeptical about this and just refuse to believe it, or they think it's some sort of conspiracy theory, or at worst they're going to say, well, how do we know that young man is telling the truth? Well, I think we know about the wiretapping capacity. It's gone beyond old-fashioned wiretapping now. most of the American phone systems that are being used in homes everywhere across this country are built to conform to Federal Communications Commission rules and regulations that actually permit, the National Security Agency or the CIA to be able to tap in just by turning a dial or pressing a button. But the very fact that a foreign government is able to carry out these operations on American soil with impunity, with obvious impunity, says something very frightening about the lack of national sovereignty here in the United States. Our borders are supposed to be our defense against a foreign invasion, and yet here a foreign nation has invaded our country, and they know what our rulers and misrulers are talking about, and that's the biggest violation of Homeland Security that I can think of. And yet the man in charge of Homeland Security is a guy whose mother worked for Israeli intelligence. I mean, the ramifications, Mark, are just so, they just say so much about the fact that America is no longer America. It's really a colony of these insane people who follow this hate-filled book, the Talmud, that is the foundation for the philosophy and the religion that guides this enemy entity we call Israel.
Couldn't say it better, Mike.
Okay, well, it's a very, very disturbing story, and it's something we can learn from. And if I ever run into Newt Gingrich here on Capitol Hill, I just might ask him about it. Ask him if he thinks his phone's tapped, and then tell him that story you've told me. Well, we have a few callers here, Mark. Going to go ahead and bring them up. We got Frank from Canada. Frank, come on up.
Well, Michael, I have to say, if Israel is listening into my phone calls, they better pay. They should pay half of my 1976 toll.
I agree.
I'm telling you. Earlier you said that if someone believes that Israel is an ally, they are a fool.
Mm-hmm.
I think I found you a fool. Do you remember that Christian Zionist I told you about 2 days? Excuse me, pseudo Christian Zionist I told you about 2 days ago.
Right.
That I had the debate with, and he wanted to see the Palestinians exterminated and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shared the, I gave him the link to the show in which I made that call, and he's a little angry with you. Now he has a little message that he wants me to give you.
Okay.
And it's a little scathing, but I thought, just so you can understand, so people can understand how sick these John Hagee crowd people are.
Okay.
Here it is. From this guy, I know him as Ted, to Mike. You are a traitor for aligning yourself with Mohammedan scum. They are all alike, bloodthirsty, and you are betraying humanity by aligning yourself with those who hunt down, kill, and rape people of all societies, cultures, and lands, regardless of religion. Do you align yourself with them out of fear, or are you a coward? You deserve no pity and no sympathy. Now, that's from him to you.
Well, I would substitute the word Mohammedan with the word Jewish and say that that is exactly what he is doing. What he is accusing me of doing is what he is doing himself. And I know one thing.
Yeah.
I'm on God's side, and he isn't.
Well, you know, it's funny. I actually told him, and I was talking to him, and I said, well, I was online posting to him. And I said, why don't you have the guts to call Michael up yourself?
I wish he would.
And tell them. Well, yeah. Well, you know what? He gave me an interesting excuse. He said, well, and now I'm paraphrasing, just so
right.
You understand. He said, well, you know, I would bring out all my knowledge of the Quran, and I would give him statistics on how evil, you know, the Muslims are, how they're raping and killing and all this, and I would just dazzle him. And he would, and basically, when you started to lose the debate, you would either cut him off or shut him down. So he said you wouldn't give him the airtime to make his point.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what he said. And I said, you listen, there was a guy from my country named Solomon who berated Michael for a half hour. And
I let him on here. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've actually offered guests who've really been critical of you the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
To debate. So I actually asked him. I said, if Michael would be willing to give you some time. Would you have the guts to call him and to debate him to his face instead of just, you know, calling him names on an internet message forum? Call him up and take him on. Well, suffice it to say, he just believes you will not give him the time.
Well, I want to give him the time.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll tell him to give you a call next week.
That would be good.
And I'll tell him that you'll give him whatever time he needs to spew. Personally, I would like to hear it. I think it would be informative. We could really examine what Zionist hate is truly all about. And remember, folks, this is coming from an alleged blood-bought believer in Jesus.
Yeah, and you know, but you got to tell him, that I'm going to be prepared with the words of the Talmud. I'm going to be here with the very words of the Talmud. I'm even going to ask people that have young children to turn the radio down, because I'm going to read what the Jewish Talmud says about Jesus Christ, and some of that stuff is really not fit to be on the air. So it should be a very interesting program.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll tell him to call you next Wednesday.
Wednesday would be perfect.
Okay.
All right, Frank, thank you very much. Appreciate that call. All right, we're going to break, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, that should be a very interesting program next Wednesday.
If we live that long.
If we live that long, yeah, because these Christian Zionists, allied with their friends in Israel, may end up blowing up the world by next Wednesday, but hopefully not.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We had a very interesting discussion here with Mark Glenn tonight and a very interesting call from Frank from Canada. We have a couple callers here, but we only have a couple minutes left. I think Mark and I'll just wrap it up here, and I'll invite those callers to join us next week. But, you know, Mark, over the break I was thinking, you know, this poor, poor character who is going hopefully to call in here on Wednesday night. I wonder, you know, he's accusing me of being allied with the Mohammedans, as he calls them. I wonder how he explains the fact that there are so many Christians among the Arab population of Palestine and of the other Arab countries, people who have been butchered by our wonderful friends, the Israelis. I wonder how he will explain why our good friend Israel back in the 1950s sent agents into Egypt to attack American installations to try to blame it on the Muslim Brotherhood. I know how he'll explain away the attack on the USS Liberty. He'll say that it was a mistake, a terrible mistake, and that all those American sailors who survived the attack on the Liberty are liars.
No, Mike, I think that the answer that he's going to give to all of it is because of the Arab control of Hollywood.
Yes, those Arabs. Yeah, their control of Hollywood has really played a major part in making Americans very, very pro-Arab.
the Islamic-controlled media in the United States. So, Mike, listen, one of the things, if our troubled friend does decide to call in and you get into this discussion with him about the Talmud, you know what book you're going to have to use in order to back up your argument about the Talmud.
Yes, it's Dr. Schaefer's book, Jesus in the Talmud, published by Princeton University Press, and
exactly, and
the work of Dr. Schaefer, I think his name is Peter Schaefer, but the work of Dr. Schaefer is the work of a professor of Jewish studies at Princeton, funded by no less than Ronald Perelman, one of the leading Jewish Zionist billionaires on American soil. I really look forward to this phone call. I mean, I wonder how this guy is going to explain that in downtown Tehran, the capital of the Islamic Republic of Iran, there is an entire plaza dedicated to the memory of Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. I don't think you're going to find that. You're going to find something similar. My God, in Palestine, we saw a statue of the Virgin Mary shot to pieces by the Israeli military. A statue, I have a picture of that on the cover of my book, The High Priests of War. A statue high up in the air, not anywhere near where the alleged Islamic terrorists were hiding inside a church. These Christian Zionists are so deluded, and I know that our Israeli friends and their partisans on American soil really laugh at these people who are carrying their water. So I'm really hoping this gentleman does call in on Wednesday night. I mean, as long as he restricts his language to language that can be aired on RBN and on any other airwaves, I'll probably keep him on for the whole hour. I'll let him go on and on and tell us that the Jews are God's chosen people and all whatever else he wants to say. But of course, there's always an answer to it.
Well, keep in mind something, Mike. When Jesus performed miracles, do you know what his enemies attributed his powers to? That he was possessed by the devil. So if they would do that with Jesus when he was raising people from the dead and healing the sick, imagine what this guy is going to do to you.
Okay. Mark, thanks for coming on tonight. It's a very interesting story and something we can learn from. All right. Thanks again, Mark Glenn. Thanks to Republic Broadcasting Network. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up, but we will be here next week, God willing. Stay tuned for more on RBN.
It's true.